From the KBI newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Yale. A federal judge has blocked the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services from revoking the abortion facility license held by the Columbia Planned Parenthood Clinic. According to the Associated Press, the temporary restraining order will expire Wednesday night following another hearing. Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri filed a lawsuit against Peter Lyskowski in his official capacity as the acting director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. The suit asked for injunction relief that would ensure that the Columbia Clinic's abortion facility license would not be revoked. This follows letters from the Department of Health and Senior Services, one in September and one in November, that informed the clinic its license to perform abortions will be revoked at the end of the business day Monday, once its physicians' quote, refer and follow privileges come to an end. Laura McQuaid is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri, and she says she hopes the lawsuit is successful and the clinic can keep its license.
We will still be unable to provide abortion services tomorrow. However, the license will be preserved until we have an opportunity to complete the privileging process for our current physician or to seek an alternative physician.
Ford Anheuser-Busch heirs say they worry that their brother, Billy Busch, will turn Grant's farm into a subdivision. Trudy Busch Valentine and Andy Busch say they have seen housing plat maps already drafted for the animal park. The animal park is owned by six Busch siblings, and earlier this month, four of the siblings sued to force the sale of most of the farm to the St. Louis Zoo for $30 million. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Billy Busch denied Saturday any interest in selling part of the animal park and promised a detailed business plan soon. Billy Busch and Adolphus Busch have asked their siblings to sell the 198 acres of land to Billy Busch for $24 million. He says he wants to build a small brewery on site and move his crafted beer business to the property. A Southwest Missouri newspaper's recent attempts to obtain emails from three former public officials in Joplin resulted in two denials because the records were wiped clean soon after the leaders left office. The Joplin Globe, which requested the records, reports that denials raise questions because bulk deletion of the public officials' email records is inconsistent with state and local retention rules. Emails are seen as public documents, and the rules say they should only be deleted immediately after they have been assessed, and only if the content has no public value. The Globe couldn't obtain the emails of former Joplin city manager Mark Rohr, nor emails pertaining to Bruce Speck's tenure as president of Missouri Southern State University. The cause of a fire that destroyed three Sedalia homes on Thanksgiving Day still is unknown. Sedalia Fire Department Battalion Chief Matt Irwin says the cause couldn't be determined because of, quote, the complexity of the house, end quote. The Sedalia Democrat reports that heavy smoke was coming out of the first residence to catch fire when crews arrived. High winds then spread the fire to neighboring homes that also were destroyed. A fourth home sustained exterior and smoke damage, while two additional had just minor smoke damage. The fire took about 7 hours to put out. Irwin says two firefighters were treated at the scene for minor injuries. Nick Yale, KVI News, Columbia.